Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
Today, Saturday, May 15th, is the feast of St. Isidore the Farmer. And these are today's headlines. Pope Francis meets with John Kerry for talks on how the international community can work together to fight climate change. The Holy Father describes child abuse as psychological murder in an address to an organization fighting child pornography and pedophilia. And diplomats attempt to de-escalate tensions in Israel after yet another day of violence. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Our top story today, Special Presidential Envoy John Kerry made a special visit to the Vatican on Saturday and met in private audience with Pope Francis. Kerry is currently in Europe visiting Rome, London, and Berlin to meet with European government officials and business leaders on how to strengthen cooperation in dealing with climate change. The 26th Conference of the Parties, COP26, to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change is set to meet later this year. After his audience with the Pope and Vatican officials, Mr. Kerry sat down with Vatican Radio for an interview where he spoke about the importance of making a special visit to the Pope during this trip to Europe.
Well, the Pope is one of the great voices of reason and compelling moral authority on the subject of the climate crisis. He's been ahead of the curve. He's been a leader. His encyclical Laudato Si is really a very, very powerful document, eloquent and morally very persuasive, calling on us to exercise our moral responsibility to preserve the planet and to preserve God's creation. And I think that the Vatican may be a small entity, but the flock is enormous on a global basis. And His Holiness Pope Francis has the ability to help galvanize action from countries. He has the ability to be able to affect citizens in many different countries all at the same time and have them call on their governments to be responsible to do what we need to do to preserve the planet. And I think that his voice will be a very important voice leading up to and through the Glasgow conference, which I believe he intends to, attend. So we need everybody in this fight. We need all the leaders of the world need to come together, and every country needs to do its part. And I think His Holiness speaks with a moral authority that is quite separate. It's unique, and we need all the power we can bring to the table.
That was the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy on Climate Change, John Kerry. You can see the full interview with John Kerry on our website at www.vaticannews.va. Also on Saturday, Pope Francis met with a delegation of some 50 members of the Meter Association, an Italian children's rights group that particularly fights pedophilia and child pornography. In his address, the Pope urged families, educational, and public institutions to tackle with renewed determination the scourge of child abuse, calling it psychological murder. Robin Gomes has the story.
Meta Association was founded in Sicily, Italy in 1989 by Father Fortunato Di Noto. Meeting its delegation today, Pope Francis thanked them and their collaborators for reaching out to abused and mistreated children. With respect, closeness, compassion and tenderness, he said, they welcome, console and protect these children, binding up their spiritual wounds like the Good Samaritan. Meta centers, the Pope said, have been and are a home for so many children whose innocence has been violated or enslaved by the selfishness of adults. The Holy Father himself, an ardent champion of children's rights and dignity, has been particularly fighting clerical child abuse in the Church. He encouraged the group in their task of giving hope to victims, helping them on the path of liberation and redemption. The Pope pointed out that their work is even more necessary because the abuse of children continues, especially in child pornography on the internet and social media. This scourge, he said, needs to be tackled with renewed determination by public institutions, and families and educational institutions need greater awareness of it.
Anche oggi vediamo quante volte nelle famiglie la prima reazione è coprire tutto.
Pope Francis pointed out that even today we note that the first reaction of many families is to cover up everything. This is also there in other institutions, even in the church, he said, adding, we must fight this old habit of covering up.
L'abuso sui minori è una sorta di omicidio psicologico. E in tanti casi una cancellazione dell'infanzia.
Describing child abuse as a kind of psychological murder, the Holy Father said, in many cases, it is an erasure of childhood. The protection of children against sexual exploitation, the Pope stressed, is a duty of all states, which must identify both traffickers and abusers. He said it is a duty to denounce and prevent child abuse in the various spheres of society, such as in schools, sporting, recreational and cultural institutions, religious communities, and by individuals. He also called for specific measures for effective assistance to victims of pedophilia. I'm Robin Gomes.
Pope Francis has also sent a message to participants at an ecumenical dialogue on fraternity promoted by the Italian Charismatic Consultation. The Holy Father encouraged them to serve together in brotherhood and to be guided by the Word of God. Father Benedict Maiocchi tells us more.
Pope Francis on Saturday expressed his closeness to the participants at a meeting for a fraternal dialogue promoted by the Italian Charismatic Consultation under the theme Fraternity in Christ. In a video message, the Pope said that he would like to be close to them as they hold the Charismatic Consultation. He also thanked them for all the work that they have been doing for years since the beginning of the celebrations in 1992. Saturday's meeting saw the presence of several speakers, including Professor Matteo Calisi, the founder and president of the Community of Jesus, who began the dialogue in Bari. The Italian Charismatic Consultation is a joint committee of Catholic Charismatics and Pentecostal Evangelicals in Italy who engage in ecumenical dialogue. Holding up the theme of the online meeting, Pope Francis highlighted that it is a fraternal dialogue and invited them to be guided by the Word of God from the Gospel of John. Go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. Jesus sends us to proclaim that he is with us, the Pope said. He is before the Father, he accompanies us, and as Christians, without exposing the divisions that still exist, but that do not prevent us from working together, walking together, and washing each other's feet. The Pope then went on to urge the meeting's participants to remember Bari and to serve together in brotherhood. Concluding, the Pope joined himself spiritually to the meeting, praying for and with the participants, and also expressed gratitude to them for this sign of brotherhood. I'm Father Benedict Maiocchi.
In world news, a U.S. envoy has arrived in Tel Aviv for de-escalation talks between the Palestinians and Israelis after yet another day of violence. Nathan Morley has the latest.
Hadi Amir will take part in mediations with Israeli, Palestinian, and UN officials to try and reinforce what US diplomats said was the need for a sustainable calm in the region. However, veteran Palestinian politician Hanan Ashwari says she didn't hold much hope that Amir's involvement would lead to a stop in fighting. As Amir touched down, Israeli security forces remained on alert for further unrest in the occupied West Bank and among Israel's Arab population. Meanwhile, 13 people were killed as a result of Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip on Saturday, raising the territory's death toll to 139. 10 of the victims, including 8 children, were members of an extended family. More than 1,000 people have been injured. Also in Gaza, a tower block housing the offices of Al Jazeera and the Associated Press news agency collapsed after being hit by an Israeli airstrike. At the same same time, a man died during a rocket attack in the Tel Aviv suburb of Ramat Gan, becoming the 9th person to be killed in Israel since the conflict erupted. During Saturday, sirens sounded in towns and cities across central Israel amid a fresh barrage of rockets from Gaza. Around 2,300 rockets have been fired from Gaza into Israel since last Monday, with around 1,000 intercepted by missile defences and 380 falling short and dropping into Gaza itself. Israel has said a ground offensive in Gaza is one option being considered, but a decision is yet to be made. Journalist Roshi Abaluf is in Gaza. He says the situation remains fragile.
The military spokesman for Hamas just put this statement saying that we have enough rockets to keep firing for 6 months. I was speaking to Hamas official yesterday and he was having a little bit of hope that things might calm down yesterday. But what I have been seeing last night and this morning is the opposite of what hope can be described. The mood is really grim in Gaza and the people are suffering for the fifth or sixth day.
For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Finally, Hungary's president and his wife have launched a foundation to help children orphaned by the coronavirus. Hungary is among the nations with the highest reported COVID-19-related death tolls per capita globally. Stefan Boss has that story.
The Foundation for Orphans, launched by President Janos Adar and Anita Hercek, the First Lady, comes at a difficult time for Hungary. The European Union nation has reported more than 29,000 coronavirus-related deaths on a population of nearly 10 million. It is among the countries with the highest COVID-19 death tolls per capita in the world. Speaking at the inauguration ceremony, President Adar made clear that his foundation wants to focus on the hundreds of children who already lost their parents in the pandemic. The work we are doing right now and the following weeks is focused on gathering information from the families. He told those caring for orphans he wants to find out more. The foundation estimates that there are nearly 800 Hungarian children that have lost their parents to COVID-19. The president said the orphans would need financial support until they enter the workforce or obtain a diploma. He says he personally donated some 5 million Hungarian forints, about $17,000, into the foundation. It is named after Catholic priest István Rekosi. The priest became known for caring for orphaned children throughout his life, including in the troubled interwar period. The Catholic Church is the largest denomination in Hungary. It has urged worshippers to return to Sunday Mass in the country as it is slowly opening up. The government is issuing immunization cards for vaccinated Hungarians, allowing them to also enter, for instance, bars, restaurants, spas, sports schools, and other indoor venues. As the nation is opening up, aid workers hope that orphans and other needy children won't be forgotten. But separately, there is mounting concern that a COVID-19 surge negatively impacts Roma children, also known as gypsies. They have suffered in education, which was given mainly online. Roma children often don't have a computer or internet access amid widespread poverty and discrimination. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.
And that brings us just about to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Many thanks this afternoon to our producers and technicians in studio who make this broadcast possible. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells.